Welcome to The Daily Drive. This show is dedicated to keeping you educated, informed, and most importantly, driven to succeed. We want your feedback, so call us at 1-800-437-5121. Everyone on The Daily Drive Show team hopes you enjoy this show. Here's your host, Ken Knorr.
Welcome to The Daily Drive. I'm so incredibly glad that you are here today. I'm very appreciative that you give me a moment of your day, and I hope that I am delivering value to you. That is the point, is to deliver a little bit of value to you. I once had a manager as the first business owner that I ever worked for and the first management job I ever had, that gave me a piece of information that I thought was really cool, and that was, when you talk to people throughout your life, it's like digging through rocks. And every now and then you find a little gold nugget, and you take that gold nugget and you put it in your pocket, and somewhere down the road, you'll find that you need that little golden nugget, and you pull it back out of your pocket and you use it. So I hope that I am bringing you gold nuggets from time to time. Today, we are going to talk about some things that I think fall on the personal side of your world, not necessarily the business side, but I think it has application in business as well. I learned this from actually one of my employees a number of years ago, and now she is a business owner as well, and I think very highly of her. Her name is Michelle Kruger, and she taught me this little gold nugget, and I have used it over and over and over again in my relationships that I have, both close personal relationships, like the relationship that I have with my wife, to relationships that I want to foster into something greater, even acquaintances. I use this little golden nugget. And she said, whenever you have a disagreement with someone, whenever you are, if you will, debating, or more importantly, when a debate rises to a level of an argument, you need to ask yourself one question: issue or relationship? Which is more important, the issue or the relationship? Because if the issue is that important and you must continue the argument to be right, you know that you are right, and you must fight through to the end to prove your correctness, then the issue is the most important thing, and that's a choice you need to make. But if the relationship is more important, then perhaps you ought to set the issue aside. Perhaps the issue is not that important to argue about. You can apply this in, like I said, personal relationships, close personal relationships. I definitely apply it when interacting with my wife. If we get into an argument or a disagreement, I often like to think about whether it's the issue or the relationship that's more important. And often I find myself on the relationship side, deciding that the issue is not that important and that we can just set it aside and move on. I can be wrong. I can not win the argument, and I can be okay. It's definitely comes into play in business when we talk about our relationships with our customers. And she has a small business that focuses highly on service, and she works with her customers, and she develops close relationships with her customers. And oftentimes a customer perhaps will not show up for an appointment, or when they show up for the appointment, the customer won't be there. And the question she poses is, do I make it into an issue? And do I need to stand on that issue? You're costing me money. I can't afford to have a team of people arrive at your home and you not be there. And should I press on that issue, or is the relationship more important? And often in a customer relationship, she will fall on the side of relationship. Now, that doesn't say that even in any business, it's not necessary to fire a customer. Sometimes it is very necessary to fire a customer, and we can probably break out another entire show on when the right time is to fire a customer and when and how to go about firing a customer and in a win-win way. But most of the time, we err on the side of relationship, that the issue with the customer is not worth it, the argument. It's often why we see big brands have very liberal return policies. Is it about the issue? Am I going to make it about this thing that you are returning back to me? Or would I rather have you as a customer? Do I value the relationship that I have with you as a customer over the long term? And often we see big brands and all types of brands actually be very liberal with their refund and return policies because they want the relationship. It's not about the issue. We do the same thing in our own business. Often we have a 30-day notice and it helps us plan our resources. But there are times when we have an unhappy customer where we need to decide that it is about the relationship with the customer over the issue of allowing them to cancel a contract early. It also applies when working with your employees. You have to decide whether or not the issue that you're going to go after is important enough to make it into a thing. If it has to do with the quality of your service or product, we actually look at those things as trainable. But if we can't train, we cannot get through the trainable part of it. We cannot improve the quality of service or the quality of the product that the individual is producing for us. Often it becomes more about the issue than the relationship, and we reach a place where we need to terminate an employee. But there are often times where we have an employee who has issues. I think every employee has an issue of one type or another. But because they do such good work, they can override that, and the relationship becomes more important to us. We don't ignore the problems we have with our employees. We simply decide that we are going to maybe not pay as much attention to that one little problem because of all of the great things that come back. We value the relationship over the issue. Back on the personal side again, it reminds me, when I think of issue and relationship, of a quote I once heard. And it's a quote everyone has heard, where they have heard the phrase, "Love is blind." But that's really not true, because love isn't blind. It isn't blind at all. In fact, love sees more, not less. But because it's love, it chooses to see less. And that's an important distinction. That is issue versus relationship. There are plenty of things about me I am sure that my wife doesn't care for. But because she loves me, she chooses to look past those things. She chooses the relationship over the issue. So I hope that you can put this into your tool bag, that you can use this one little tool, this one little golden nugget that I believe is a golden nugget. The next time that you're in a disagreement, you can think issue or relationship, which is more important. Have a great day, guys, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to our sponsor, That Company.
Why is That Company the white label digital marketing provider for some of the biggest agencies in the industry? Because we get results, we retain clients, and we deliver profitability. Visit www.thatcompany.com to find out how we can make your agency more profitable.
If you want to give us feedback, call us now at 1-800-437-5121 or drop by dailydriveshow.com. Make sure you add us to your Alexa daily briefing skill. Don't forget that you can listen to us live every day on WQBQ at 7:30 a.m. The show wouldn't be possible without the Daily Drive Show team, web guru Taj Royer, executive producer Josh Cardoza, and the social media man with the plan, Roy Wilson. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow.